And now it's over to my friend, film critic Peter Malone, who heads the film office at CIGNAS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today he brings us the true story of aviator Amelia Earhart in what looks to me like a well-made biopic about an interesting woman.
Well, I thought it was interesting, and then I read all these reviews which told me that I shouldn't have enjoyed it at all, that it was a terrible film,
really?
That didn't do enough for aviation, and there wasn't enough emotion, and that Hilary Swank didn't show enough passion for aviation. I think I must have been watching the wrong film.
Well, tell us what you thought then.
Well, the group of us that were watching it to review it, we who are a bit older than we used to be, rather enjoyed it. And I think it's because of what you said. It's an interesting biopic of Amelia Earhart. There have been a number of films about her in the past. But it shows her life between 1928 and her disappearance in 1937 over the Pacific Ocean. So it is a film about the development of aviation. But Hilary Swank plays Amelia Earhart, I thought, with quite a great deal of vigour.
When I was a little girl, I'd spend hours just dreaming that someday I would go to strange, faraway places.
And when the images of the real Amelia came up during the final credits, that you would have sworn it was Hilary Swank.
Really? I think she's an excellent actress.
She's very good in this. I was quite impressed, but apparently others weren't. But she's got Richard Gere as her husband.
Miss Amelia Earhart.
Why do you want to fly?
I want to be free.
And I thought, as he turns 60, he's certainly very durable and been on screen for decades. And Ewan McGregor is also in it as an instructor at West Point and one of the aviation chiefs of the 30s, and incidentally the father of Gore Vidal, who appears briefly as a child.
I'm going to fly around the world.
It can't be done.
Well, let's change that.
And Amelia tells him not to worry about his fears of the jungle. So her influence lives on in Gore Vidal.
But she does have a fleeting affair with him, doesn't she?
It's hard to know what actually happens. It's a rather PG kind of film, and some of the sources say it's not clear what the evidence is. She was certainly attracted to him, and she then broke off the work with him because they were working for the government. She was actually a friend of Eleanor Roosevelt. And
she's in it too, isn't she?
She's in it too. She gets an actual plane ride with Amelia piloting. So I found it interesting to go back into that particular period. The look of it is certainly very, very convincing. And I thought her flights across the Atlantic and then the flight around the world when she disappeared are actually quite well done as well.
If you do make it, you will be the first.
I'm a flyer pursuing my passion for the fun of it. There's more to life than being a passenger.
So maybe the younger reviewers want something more experimental, and we who are a bit older enjoy good classical narrative storytelling.
How can I lose?
If you miss this island, you're out of fuel with 2,000 miles to go.
I understand the danger. I can handle it.
As you describe us, it's inspiring. You say it's the kind of film that Hollywood does so well. Light but substantial, emotional but inspiring. A picture of a free spirit who encouraged risk and commitment to her passion. I think that's lovely.
That's very well written. I wonder. I don't remember writing that.
Well, you did.
Yes. She actually was an inspiration, I found, during the 1930s, during the Depression, for all her achievement, and she became something of a celebrity pushed by her husband, George Putnam. So, yes, she stayed very strongly, I gather, in the American memory.
I'll make it. I know I will.
I'll go tell the world you're on your way.